2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, September 7th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Hazy sunshine's in downtown Salt Lake City and 81 degrees.
A good drive on your valley freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. Hospitals in northern Idaho have gone into crisis care mode because of the high number of COVID patients overwhelming their system. Local hospital officials say any kind of burden on a neighboring state will be a burden to Utah eventually. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the details. Paul?
Maria, local officials tell us that hospitals from northern Idaho are going to ask for help from other cities like Boise and Idaho Falls, and that eventually is going to have a ripple effect on hospitals in Logan and Ogden and all through the rest of Utah. Utah Hospital Association President Greg Bell says we're already getting calls from hospitals in other states.
We get calls from all our caller states, from the West Coast into the Midwest, Texas, et cetera. From hospitals desperate to place patients. They want to fly them in here.
Bell says hospitals in Utah are already boarding patients in emergency rooms, which is not what ERs were designed for. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Tourism in Utah is having an uneven recovery. That's according to Managing Director of the Utah Office of Tourism, Vicki Varela. She tells KSL's Davin Dujanovic that we're still at the mercy of what's happening with COVID with staffing shortages.
We also are at the mercy of the workforce shortage. We have general managers of our hotels who arrive at meetings, you know, sweating because they've been changing beds.
Varela says while a few of our national parks are completely full, others have no crowding at all, and people should look to different areas. The police chief in Salt Lake City says they need people to report any criminal activity right away so that officers can help fight crime. Chief Mike Brown spoke with the mayor at a news conference this morning at Pioneer Park after two shootings over the weekend.
I also want to make a plea to our community, especially to our younger generations. It is time to put down your guns. Too many lives are being impacted in our city because of firearms.
Chief Brown says some areas of the city are getting a bigger focus and they are noticing downward trends in some crimes. KSL's top national stories this half hour. More than 200,000 homes and businesses in Louisiana are still without electricity today, 9 days after Hurricane Ida. But ABC's Jim Ryan says that's only one roadblock.
Even before the big storm, building contractors were dealing with severe shortages of workers and supplies brought on by the pandemic. Lake Charles, Louisiana, still has not fully come back from last year's Hurricane Laura. Now Ida has added extra pressure to the construction workforce and supply chain. Recovery from that storm is likely to take longer and cost more than it would have otherwise. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a GOP elections bill, which has been at the center of controversy in the state. House Democrats fled the state in protest of the bill back in May. The bill rolls back early voting and adds new ID requirements. Critics say it disproportionately impacts voters of color.
Afghanistan in turmoil.
Four Americans have been airlifted out of the country recently, but ABC's James Longman says there is some controversy over where the State Department was involved.
It's understood to be a family of four. State Department says they were in a good condition when they got out. They said they facilitated them leaving. But this has had a furious response from some quarters. Ronnie Jackson, who is a Republican congressman, has said the State Department is taking credit for this, but actually they had nothing to do with it. He says actually it was a private group of veterans that managed to get this family out of Afghanistan.
Roughly 100 Americans are still in Afghanistan. That's according to the State Department. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Qatar today and says they are still working on getting Americans out of Afghanistan.
As to the number of SIV applicants who have gotten out of Afghanistan, those that remain, we're working on getting numbers right now. So many of the people who've left remain in transit, moving from the so-called lily pad countries toward the United States.
Blinken also says that the embassy in Qatar was pivotal in facilitating thousands of evacuations. The alleged mastermind behind the 9/11 terror attacks is expected to appear in military court today. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, also known as KSM, and four detainees have a pretrial hearing with a new judge. ABC's Shannon Crawford says defense attorneys will take issue with the drawn-out legal process.
The defense's main argument is that this shouldn't be tried in a war court to begin with. They say it takes a country to declare war, not a terrorist cell, and that this should have been handled through the federal courts all along.
Some family members of 9/11 victims will be at that trial today. A group of Utah women who made special grief bears after the 9/11 attacks are at it again. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
The three women made more than 400 bears for the families of first responders who died in the Twin Towers 20 years ago. Now they're working on making 13 bears for those who lost loved ones in the recent suicide bombing at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan. KSL TV's Dan Rascone reports that includes the family of Utah Staff Sergeant Darren T. Hoover. The bears are made out of the same fabric as the military uniforms with their name and rank on the back. Carrie Pike tells KSL TV, hopefully the bears will give a bit of comfort to the families who are hurting so much right now. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, another large university hit with a cyber attack, plus a look at your noontime drive.
You're good to go up and down the I-15 corridor, north and southbound between Ogden and Provo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
More news.
Fires in California are continuing to bring smoke.
And more inside sources.
Some Utah lawmakers argue the feds are overreaching once again.
5 days a week.
An hour of news at noon.
And an expanded inside sources from 1 till 3.
Afternoons.
On KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now, there's not enough Social Security Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
So I'm a public school teacher, and I'm on my feet all day long. That would be on concrete. The pain would, like, shoot up my heels and just increased from the bottom of my feet up. Then my back started hurting. So my husband and I were driving, and I went, oh, look, there's a Good Feet store. And I'm greeted by this gal named Mercy. That was a perfect name for her. And the cool thing about the Good Feet store is that you're able to try before you buy. I had free fittings. She was able to fit me with special arch supports. And so I walked around in the store. Within 30 minutes, I started sobbing because I had no pain. Well, if your feet are hurting, do something about it. You don't have to grin and bear it. You need to go to the Good Feet store and get some arch supports. I'm Deidre, and that's my Good Feet story.
See how they work for you with a free fitting at the Good Feet store.
You'll find the Good Feet store in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. This portion of our news sponsored by the Good Feet store. The life you love starts here. Recapping our top local story, COVID-19 outbreaks in other states like Idaho will eventually spread to Utah. That will put a strain on Utah's hospitals. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson will be following that story for us all afternoon. thousands of Howard University students won't have class today due to a cyber attack against the university. ABC's Ike Jocci is in Washington with more.
The Washington, D.C. HBCU says they've been working to fully address the incident and restore operations. Students were told to stay home, but essential staff remains on campus. Howard says there's been no evidence that personal data has been stolen. In a statement, the university says they're in contact with the FBI as well as the D.C. city government. Just last week, the FBI and Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency warned companies to be vigilant and on alert for ransomware attacks that could occur over the Labor Day weekend. Ike Jocci, ABC News, Washington.
Disney's newest movie release broke records for the highest grossing film for the four-day Labor Day weekend.
You can't outrun who you really are.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings made $90 million in the U.S. and Canada. That's way above industry expectations. It was released only in theaters and surpassed the second highest grossing film this weekend, Candyman, which took in an estimated $13.4 million. Experts are worried about a new bump in COVID infections. ABC's Sherry Preston reports.
Coming off the Labor Day weekend, COVID worries on the rise.
After every single holiday, we have seen a bump in infections and hospitalizations and deaths, and I'm worried we're going to see that again.
Dr. Ashish Jha is the dean of the Brown University School of Public Health. Nearly half of America, 47% of the population, not fully vaccinated. And ABC's Gio Benitez says
the number of people screened at U.S. airports Friday and Saturday roughly matched 2019 pre-pandemic levels, more than 3.5 million.
Dr. Jha is also worried about more cases among children.
What's driving the rise in infection among kids is not yet, we haven't seen it because of schools. What's driving it is that the adults around them are not vaccinated and they're getting infected.
For worried parents, he says get anyone who can be vaccinated a shot and everyone should have masks.
What we're learning is that surgical masks are better, and there are pediatric surgical masks, and they do exist.
For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Let's get a look at your traffic and weather together. It's sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Let's get the very latest with Ricky Meese. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We do have a new accident that has popped up in Salt Lake County. This is eastbound on the 21st South Freeway, just after 7200 West in Magnet. Looks like they are over to the left. Also, a small accident northbound I-15 in Brigham City in Box Elder County. This is near exit 363. Right now, I'm not seeing any kind of big backups in the area. In fact, we're seeing a very good drive on your Salt Lake County freeways, delay-free. A little busy transitioning from westbound I-80 to go southbound on the West Belt on that transition ramp, but otherwise, we're in pretty good shape. Don't miss the Gluten-Free World Expo Saturday, September 25th from 10 to 5 at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Tickets on sale at myglutenfreeworldexpo.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Grant Wayman has a look at our forecast.
Kind of warm here the next couple of days with a high of 93 today. That's a little hotter than it was yesterday. Still lots of sunshine, a little smoky out there. Tomorrow, more of the same, up to 94. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
81 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, the state is spending millions on suicide prevention, but is it working? KSL News Radio's Dan Baumus goes in depth up next on KSL News Radio. First, though, let's check in with Alex Curie, who is out this afternoon at General RV Center. Alex?
Yeah, it's me. Scott Mitchell's also right here with me.
Yeah,
it's
both
a full
of you.
On private
awesome.
Crew out here at General RV. I know. The Tour de Fans has started up with this kickoff event at General RV. Right here at Point of the Mountain, you know where it is. It's right off east of the freeway when you're passing. Massive lot full of a ton of RVs here. Bam Bam the RV Man is here with us. And
yes.
Brett, there are three Bretts here, so you got to call Brett Bam. So
well, it's Brett Moore because he sells more RVs than anyone
else. That's actually true.
His
that's
actual
true.
Last name is Moore, not less.
So among the two of us, Scott's like the RV expert, and then among the three of us, you're the RV expert. So why is now a good time for people to get into an RV?
You know, right now everybody's scared. The inventory's low, but we've had the best inventory in the past couple weeks than we've had for a year and a half. It's really exciting when we see new Class Cs, Class As, diesels, anything come through that gate. I'm ready to sell it. Super excited. Bam Bam RV Man, GeneralRV.com. You got to hit me up.
Hey, we're going to be touring all over the state of Utah tonight, the rest of this week, and every Wednesday night. You can enter to get free tickets to the rivalry game this week.
That's right.
Free. Just stop by. We're either here at General RV or we're at Nelson's Frozen Custard
up in Layton. Yeah, so come by and visit us. The Tour de Fans kicks off today. Come see Bam at General RV for a great deal on a motorhome, toy hauler, a diesel pusher, whatever you want.
Are you giving your ankles a bath while showering? Is the drain not keeping up with the shower head? A quick call to Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST for our $55 drain cleaning special will stop that. Any drain unplugged for just $55. Drains are supposed to be self-scouring. Water should go down the drain fast enough to wash the pipe clean as it goes. Low spots, breaks, or separations in the pipe prevent drains from self-scouring. Our high-definition color underwater cameras locate these problems in all their vivid detail, and our high-tech line locating equipment pinpoints the exact location and depth. Our pipe bursting and pipe lining equipment make trenchless repairs easy and affordable. I guess that makes us sewer scientists. Call Whipple Service Champions for our $55 drain cleaning special at
801-444-FAST. They come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Hospital managers in Utah very concerned about COVID-19 leading to hospitals going into crisis care in northern Idaho. They say the burden there will have a ripple effect on our healthcare system here. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the mayor and police chief in Salt Lake both say the city is getting safer. At the same time, they say they will not let crime and criminal activity go unchecked. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spotted. Sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meeks.
That's a crash in Magna. It's on the eastbound side of the 21st South Freeway, just before 7200 West, but everybody is out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Meeks in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine today, we're up to 93. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 81 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The destruction left behind by Ida last week will take families and businesses years to recover. Power is still out for about a half a million customers in Louisiana, and homes either destroyed or flooded. The death toll now stands at 69 across 8 states. Today, President Biden is in New Jersey touring flooded and now gutted homes in Manville. Earlier, he spoke at a briefing saying extreme storms are taking their toll and here to stay with what he says is climate change.
Whatever damage done in New Jersey, you can't build back and restore what it was before. Because another tornado, another 10 inches of rain is going to produce the same kind of results.
The president will also tour parts of New York. The president urging Congress to pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill and his budget proposal. He says includes funding for human infrastructure programs to take care of those long-term needs. In Texas, the Texas election bill that sent Democratic lawmakers fleeing to Washington is now law.
Senate Bill 1 prohibits drive-through and drop-off voting for anyone but the disabled in the 2020 election, and it was widely used by shift workers who tended to vote Democrat. But Governor Greg Abbott says SB 1 adds days to the early voting period.
It does make it easier than ever before for anybody to go cast a ballot.
With his signature, Republican Abbott has made Senate Bill 1 the newest state law in Texas. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The self-confessed mastermind behind the 9/11 terror attacks appearing in a military court today in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, also known as KSM, and four other detainees had a pretrial hearing. ABC's Shannon Crawford.
The fact that this has taken so long really underscores what critics say is a fatal flaw of this military war court system. They say that the defendants here don't have access to due process. They don't have access to a speedy trial.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. With the fifth highest suicide rate in the nation, the state of Utah is spending millions on suicide prevention. But how effective has that effort been? KSL News Radio's Dan Bombas has the first in our In-Depth series, National Suicide Prevention Week.
Experts say the Safe UT smartphone app and other new resources have been doing their job, even in tough times. Michael Saley tracks the data for the state medical examiner's office.
We're hanging on there. We're not
our suicide rate's not going up.
The Safe UT smartphone app gives a student or a healthcare worker or first responder immediate access to a professional social worker who can listen and offer help. Rachel Lisinski with the Huntsman Mental Health Institute says it saves somebody almost every day.
So we had about 300 students that had plans to harm themselves or attempt to end their lives.
State Representative Steve Elison, who's been a champion of suicide prevention efforts, says a series of new crisis centers will also help.
Kind of think of a psychiatric emergency room where they specialize in mental health issues.
And they'll give police somewhere to take a person in crisis instead of jail. But will people avoid getting the help they need because of the stigma of mental illness? A look at that coming up. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
If you or somebody you know is contemplating suicide, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline provides 24-hour support at 1-800-273-8255. And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, we do have West Valley PD calling out a hazard in traffic. Redwood Road, 3600 South. Not a lot of details on that, but if you're traveling that area, do use caution. A new accident reported 2300 East, just south of 3600 South. We still have the cleanup of this crash. This is going to be eastbound on the 21st South Freeway, approaching 7200 West on the shoulder. And a new accident for Davis County drivers, southbound I-15 at Antelope Drive on the exit ramp. Is your home ready for winter? Try using the equity in your home for all your maintenance projects. Access your home equity line of credit with Hercules Credit Union. With a Hercules Credit Union Visa Access Card. It's that simple. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's take a look at the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Sunshine, we're up to 93 today. Got a little warming trend going on here. It's 94 tomorrow in sunshine, and then more sun. Could be a record if we get to 95 on Thursday afternoon, but then it starts to tone down. Not quite as hot on Friday. Back up to 90 with the mostly sunny skies, still smoky. Scattered thunderstorms for the weekend, more clouds, not as hot. Saturday's high 88. We're only into the 80s, 86 on Sunday. And then more storms, a possibility on Monday. High temperature 85. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Hazy sunshine and 81 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Quick check of the markets. The Dow really in negative territory today, down by just over a half percent. We'll get a check of your money news coming up next. KSL News Time, 1221.
If you've been meaning to get your house painted all summer and think you've missed your chance, relax. You're just in time to go with the pros at Serta Pro Painters. Your local Serta Pro Painters are ready to give your home a refreshing color change inside or out. They'll handle every detail from start to finish, worry-free. Because Serta Pro Painters is a local service you can rely on. You can renew and refresh your walls and your spirit, knowing you're getting the service and expertise you deserve. Your home will be prepped, primed, and painted long before the holidays and your Aunt Mary arrives. To marvel at your home's fresh new look, you'll be the pride of the neighborhood. It's not too late to get on the schedule with a free estimate from your local Serta Pro Painters and get your painting project started today at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated.
Family of five, young couple, single parent, film buff. No matter who you are or what kind of music you like, you belong at the Symphony, which is why the Utah Symphony has a range of performances from pops to Puccini and films to Jean Francais. See which option is right for you at utahsymphony.org. Coming up at the Symphony, violin superstar and Salt Lake City favorite Hilary Hahn performs Brahms' beloved violin concerto September 16th at UVU's Norda Center and 17th and 18th at Abravanel Hall. Then on September 24th and 25th, Terry Fisher conducts a program of Stravinsky and Rachmaninoff. Bring a friend and add some symphony to your life. For tickets, visit utahsymphony.org.
Utah favorite Hilary Hahn takes the stage as the featured soloist with the Utah Symphony.
The Age of Empowerment is here at the Free Senior Expo by Ageably. Join us September 29th and 30th at the Davis Conference Center in Layton or October 7th and 8th at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy.
Find resources for older adults. Connect with trusted providers in your local area. Attend workshops and get free health screenings so you can live a happier, healthier life now and plan for the future. Learn more at seniorexpo.ageably.com. Sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare and Select Health.
Moms and dads, listen up. Your kids are back in school, which means we're face-to-face with COVID once again. But here's the thing. If we're exposed to COVID and we're vaccinated or wearing a mask, we can stay at school. If not, we may be back at home with you for at least a week. So avoid the quarantine and avoid being a part-time teacher. Get your kids vaccinated. Find your location at coronavirus.utah.gov.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
KSL News Time, 1224. New fallout this morning from the resignation of former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. ABC's Derek Dennis reports.
The board of the Human Rights Campaign has fired their president after he was named in the New York State Attorney General's report for helping former Governor Andrew Cuomo respond to the sexual harassment allegations that ultimately forced him to resign from office. But Alfonso David is not going away quietly. He released a statement saying the board unjustly provided notice of termination to me in order to end my fight for the integrity of the review process and for what is right. He added, as a black gay man who has spent his whole life fighting for civil and human rights, they cannot shut me up. Expect a legal challenge. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Bitcoin is an unofficial national currency in El Salvador starting today. Country's government now holds 400 bitcoins, which are worth nearly $21 million at current trading levels. KSL Drives, Mercedes is unveiling details from some new electric vehicles. Company is working on two SUV concepts, one a rugged off-roader and the other a luxury model. Utahns are paying some of the highest gas prices in the country. Average cost for a gallon of gas in the state right now sits at $3.81. That's the fifth highest in the country, according to AAA. California has the highest price at $4.39 per gallon. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 212 points, sitting at 35,157. S&P down by 10, but the NASDAQ, it's up by 27 points. The mystery of what McDonald's grimace is over. ABC's Will Gans explains.
McDonald's manager who's been with the company for 10 years in Canada and the winner of Outstanding Manager of the Year there, revealing that the big purple character is a taste bud. Brian Bates telling the CBC over the weekend he's an enormous taste bud, but a taste bud nonetheless, adding that the purpose of grimace is to show the food tastes good. Grimace was first introduced back in 1972. McDonald's has kept Grimace's true identity pretty under wraps over the years, but it wasn't until 2014 that McDonald's itself alluded to Grimace's true identity, tweeting, "Grimace lore says he is the embodiment of a milkshake or a taste bud." Will Gans, ABC News, New York.
Okay, I never knew that was a taste bud. Let's check in now with Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. They're out and about this afternoon. Hi, guys. What's happening?
Yeah, we're here at the General RV right here, Point of the Mountain, easy to find. This is a fun thing for us because we're kicking off another year of partnership with General RV, and it's the Tour de Fans, which, of course, it's a great time to kick it off, too. We have the rivalry game this weekend between BYU and Utah. We have a place. If you come see us all week long, wherever we are in the evenings during our show, you can enter to win tickets to the BYU-Utah game. Yeah, we're giving away a few pair.
And we've partnered with General RV. We have an amazing RV we're going to take around the whole entire state.
Every place
we're going to be with us every Wednesday night. For the whole season, and you know, I'm looking at all these places here, Riley, and there's like amazing deals. I mean, what's going on at General RV?
We just love we love getting our customers taken care of. You know, there's so many different brands and floor plans, something to, you know, fit the option for every type of family size, We'll have something for everybody that comes in.
So if you come in and you're looking for something huge, if you're looking for something where you want to pull it with your truck, they've got you taken care of. If you want that diesel pusher, they'll be able to take care of you as well. So
it's still a great time of year to go out and see the great state of Utah. It's fall. It's beautiful. There's places to go in Utah year-round. So it's always a good time to get an RV.
Come on down to General RV. All year long, we're going to be doing the Tour de Fans. Riley, thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, man. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys being here.
And join KSL's Unrivaled Thursday, 7 to 9 on the Tour de Fans. It will be live from Via 313 Detroit Style Pizza. That's 212 East University Parkway in Orem.
It was almost 20 years ago.
We might have a hijack over here, two of them.
Yeah, I got an aircraft 6 miles east of the White House.
And you can see the two towers. A huge explosion now, raining debris on all of us.
This week, KSL Remembers, a broadcast from Weber Remembers, on Thursday from 3 till 7, and live coverage from New York City, Saturday morning at 6. This week, KSL Remembers.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Science Bank, your business banking home. Let's get the latest from Ricky Meese.
A few cars on the right involved in a crash eastbound on the 21st South Freeway approaching the 7200 West exit. And I said on the right. They're actually on the left shoulder. Sorry about that. And then for those who are traveling any of the Valley freeways, we have a delay-free drive in progress, including I-15, both directions in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Surface Street crash to be aware of. This is going to be 2300 East, just after 3600 South. And they almost have the accident in Davis County wrapped up. It's on the exit ramp from southbound I-15 at Antelope Drive. Did you know that Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment? Everything from skid steers to chop saws and forklifts to generators. They can service and repair at a Diamond Rental near you. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get the latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Sunshine today. High temperatures about 93. So kind of spooky out there. We reach 94 tomorrow. Again, more sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 81 degrees.
Utah's Noon News with Maria Chaleos. Listen on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by PC Laptops at 102.7 FM.
And it's 12:30 at KSL News Radio. KSL's top story this hour. Salt Lake's mayor and police chief say recent crimes this weekend are not indicative of the trends in general for the city. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports from Pioneer Park.
Chief Mike Brown said he worked quickly to put more focus on Pioneer Park and Rio Grande, and also to arrest criminals in every district.
We will not let crime and criminal activity go unchecked in our city. To those who say there is lawlessness in Salt Lake City, you are wrong.
He says overall crime in many parts of the city is down, even though the department is down 56 paid positions. Mayor Erin Mendenhall says her raise she announced in July will help increase staffing.
My commitment to this neighborhood and to neighborhoods across the city is that your concerns are my concerns.
She expressed gratitude to officers as well. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Police in Orem say a man died after crashing into a concrete barrier on I-15 this morning. Police said the man was driving northbound when he veered to the X2 exit off 273, but lost control. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected. Police say he was the only person in the vehicle, and he did die on the scene. KSL's top national stories this hour. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a controversial voting bill into law today. He told reporters that he's anticipating legal challenges.
No one who is eligible to vote will be denied the opportunity to vote. It does, however, make it harder for cheaters to cast an illegal ballot.
Supporters say the bill expands early voting and allows people to take off work to vote. But critics say the bill also restricts mail-in voting and gives more access to partisan poll watchers. Expanded federal coronavirus unemployment benefits have now ended. ABC's Catherine Falders has the latest.
As expanded pandemic unemployment benefits expired this week, the White House had this message to those millions of Americans who lost the extra income.
We are going to continue to have your back and continue to work with states where you're living to help them implement programs, including the distribution of the American Rescue Plan funding, so that you can get the assistance you need.
President Biden plans to ask state and local governments to consider using federal funding to extend unemployment benefits in hard-hit areas. Catherine Falders, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden is touring Hurricane Ida damage in New York and New Jersey today. The president says his thoughts are with the families who lost homes and loved ones.
We're going to make sure the relief is equitable so that those hardest hit get what they need. And we know there's a lot more to do. That's why we're here.
The president also says the entire nation is being affected by the extreme weather caused by climate change. K through 12 students in Pennsylvania are now required to wear masks on school campuses. ABC's Ike Ajachi reports.
The mandate will be enforced for all Pennsylvania schools, public and private, as well as child care facilities. Less than a month ago, Governor Tom Wolf ruled out a statewide mask mandate for schools. But given the statewide COVID-19 resurgence that's currently filling hospital beds, the governor decided to change course. The mandate requires students, teachers, and staff to wear masks when inside, regardless of vaccination status. The order will not apply to student athletes while they're playing. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Idaho's governor is enacting what's called a crisis standards of care in the northern part of the state because hospitals are overwhelmed with COVID patients. It means medical care will be rationed. The governor says some patients won't get the care they need because there is a shortage of staff and beds. Local officials say the surge of cases in Idaho will have a ripple effect that will cause a heavy burden on Utah's hospital system. Utah Hospital Association President Greg Bell says we are already getting calls from other states that need help.
We get calls from all our caller states, from the West Coast into the Midwest, Texas, et cetera, from hospitals desperate to place patients. They want to fly them in here.
Bell says hospitals in Utah are already boarding patients in emergency rooms, which is not what ERs were designed for. Tourism in Utah is still going strong in some areas despite the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
International tourists are not coming back to the Beehive State anytime soon. That's according to the manager of Utah Office of Tourism, Vicky Varela. She spoke today on KSL News Radio's Dave and Dujanovic and says Utahns are taking their place. However, some of them are so new to being outdoors, Varela says they don't understand the etiquette.
We've had vandalism of our spectacular petroglyphs. They really are our outdoor museums.
Varela says people who are checking out our national parks for the first time need to have guidance. And she says they should look beyond the most popular of our five national parks. Bryce Canyon and Capitol Reef are not crowded. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, are the dog days of summer really over? And a look at your noontime drive.
A crash continues to be cleared. This is eastbound on the 21st South Freeway prior to 7200 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Your morning companions. Dave and Dujanovic.
Everybody I talk to, no one approves of the way the president has handled the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
If most of the country agrees on anything, reflect. Okay, what am I doing?
Dave and Dujanovic.
Weekdays 9 till noon.
On KSL News Radio.
My name is Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Trajan Wealth is a local financial services firm that empowers our clients. We are a full-service, privately owned firm with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating. We will help you with investment management, insurance, tax planning, as well as legal needs such as wills and trusts. There is no reason financial matters need to be confusing, and there is certainly no better time than now. As an example, does your financial advisor educate and empower you or just sell you? Is your financial advisor hard to get a hold of, and do they call you back promptly? Do you need to call a 1-800 number and speak to a representative who needs to look at notes just to get to know you? Does your current financial advisor use confusing language that leads to more questions than answers? If so, there is a better way. Call us today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Every time we run our free furnace sale, people wonder, what's the catch? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand this sounds too good to be true, but let me remind you how our free furnace sale works. When you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. I guess if you're looking for a catch, the catch would be you have to buy an air conditioner, but I don't know if you can call it a catch because we say it in every ad. To me, catch implies we're trying to trick you or something's hidden. I tell you what, if you want to find out for yourself if our free furnace sale is for you, we'll come to your house for free and show you exactly what the price would be and how much you can save. Again, when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. Our schedule fills up fast when we're running this promotion, so don't hesitate. Call today, 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, Salt Lake City's mayor and police chief are both speaking out against crime in Salt Lake City, but saying the city is getting safer. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is following that story for us this afternoon. National Weather Service says high pressure in the west will keep the smoke in place for a few more days. The air quality is expected to get steadily worse between now and Wednesday afternoon as the jet stream pulls more smoke from California's wildfires into northern Utah. As pools across the nation close this Labor Day, many have one last tradition, the annual dog swim. ABC's Andy Field has more from Maryland.
Just before draining the pool for winter, the lifeguard ordering humans out and the dogs in.
He loves the water.
You get to see the dogs go literally out of their mind, having the most fun ever.
Our dogs get to be happy and potentially urinate not in our yard, but in the pool for a change.
COVID canceled last year's annual Garrett Park, Maryland pool dog swim. Not this time.
Oh my God, that's a lot of dogs.
And the preferred pool stroke?
Doggy paddle.
Andy Field, ABC News, Garrett Park, Maryland.
A health advisory is in place for Pineview Reservoir because of a harmful algal bloom in the middle inlet area. The reservoir was not shut down over the holiday weekend since the advisory is for just one area of the water. Utah Department of Environmental Quality says they are waiting for the results from new water tests and will have more information once those are done. Two people under arrest in Paris after a jewelry heist.
The jewelry heist took place at the Bulgari store on the posh Place Vendôme, one of Paris's most expensive and luxurious shopping areas. Police said they were alerted to an armed robbery around noon. Officers gave chase to a car with three suspects inside after seizing two scooters believed to have also been used in the crime. It's unclear what the robbers were able to take. Police could not confirm French reports that millions in jewels were taken. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have stalled vehicles. This is the traffic hazard we reported earlier. This is going to be on Redwood Road northbound at about 3700 South. So if you are traveling that stretch, a tow truck has just arrived on the scene. But the two right lanes of traffic are blocked at this time. So be aware of that and plan to merge over to the left. We still have the final cleanup of an earlier crash. This is eastbound on the 21st South Freeway, approaching 7200 West in Magna, but no delay. The vehicles are out of traffic on the shoulder. Don't miss the Extreme Bulls' last chance coming up to Nephi, Utah, September 30th. See top competitors as they ride the meanest high-flying bulls around. UteStampedeRodeo.com. UteStampedeRodeo.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the next 7 days in the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Pretty hot days ahead before it cools down by the time we get to the end of the week. Today, though, lots of sun, back up to 93, close to where we were yesterday. Tomorrow, more sunshine, gets even hotter, up to 94. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Hazy sunshine, 84 degrees downtown.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
I'm here with Jay Broadbent from Alpine Home Medical. Jay, tell us about your CPAP supply replacement.
At Alpine Home Medical, we can do CPAP replacement automatically. We've noticed that most people hang on to their equipment way too long, when in reality, it's meant to be replaced every few months.
So how do you know when you're eligible through your insurance for new equipment?
We'll do all the insurance work for you. We'll set you up and ship new supplies straight to your door. That way, your equipment never gets old and nasty.
So the insurance work is done for us, and you ship it right to the door, and your CPAP supplies are new and clean. Jay, what's the process?
It's simple. Just visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. You can chat with us online or call in to set up your CPAP shipments. Again, visit us online today at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Are you worried Social Security will run out of money and your benefits could be drastically reduced? Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits in a free report, the Social Security Decisions Guide. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved more than $200,000 and have not filed for Social Security, get your free report now by calling 801-682-4448. As a bonus, you'll also receive a free customized analysis that pinpoints the optimal time to claim your benefits. To get your free report and this free customized analysis, call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Boom. Gotta love internet and wireless that doesn't miss a beat.
That's cool. But my internet streams from the basement all the way to the roof.
Mine's so fast, it even keeps up with me and my power moves.
Power moves? Impressive. But does your internet give you unlimited wireless with 5G? You know, so you can stream anything, anytime, anywhere.
Mom! Yep, and my wireless saves me $400 a year.
That's because you all have Xfinity. Internet and wireless so good, it keeps one-upping itself.
Get started with Xfinity Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, save up to $400 a year on wireless when you add Xfinity Mobile. Switch today. Requires paperless billing and autopay. Ends 10/18/21. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Plus Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Savings based on optimized pricing. Xfinity Internet required.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Salt Lake City mayor and police chief today saying several times they're not satisfied and there's more to do to make the city safer, while also saying they are doing everything they can. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, COVID-19 outbreaks in other states like Idaho will eventually spread to Utah. That will all impact the strain and strain, put a strain on Utah's hospitals. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spotted, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a commercial fire that may be affecting traffic in the downtown area, with fire crews reported to be arriving at the scene. 700 South between 500 and 600 West. If you don't have to be in that area, avoid it and use an alternate route. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Back to work Tuesday, sunshine, low 90s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
84 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
President Biden on the ground in New Jersey this hour and visiting New York today, where 45 people died in those two states after catastrophic flooding last week from remnants of Ida. The president met with residents in Manville and emergency response teams. He said the nation has to adapt the way it prepares for and rebuilds from extreme weather disasters caused by climate change.
I think the country's finally acknowledge the fact that global warming is real and it's moving at an incredible pace. We've got to do something about it.
The president urging Congress to pass critical infrastructure bills. Tomorrow, the president will detail new strategies to battle the latest wave of COVID cases due to the Delta variant spread. The CDC says 75% of Americans now have at least one COVID shot. Texas Governor Greg Abbott today signing the controversial voting reform bill into law.
Now let's make this final.
Critics say the new law will restrict voting rights for minorities. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. This Saturday is the 20-year mark since the terror attacks on September 11th. In commemoration of the anniversary, ABC's Robin Roberts is hosting a special, The Women of 9/11, and she has this preview.
My name is Nina Pineda. I'm a reporter at WABC-TV in New York, and I was a reporter covering Ground Zero on 9/11. We had never gone back and just kind of looked at that day, or we were just off and running for years. I reported on the 8-year anniversary and the 10-year anniversary. I couldn't even turn around and look at Ground Zero. It wasn't until year 15 that we felt like we could breathe.
Over the past 20 years, these women have rebuilt their lives in a most remarkable and inspirational way. One of these extraordinary stories is that of Janelle Guzman McMillan, the very last survivor pulled from the rubble of the World Trade Center. I had the opportunity to sit down with Janelle to hear her story firsthand.
Hi. Bless you. You are blessed. Thank you. Oh, you're
beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow.
It's hard to believe it's been 20 years.
20 years, wow. It's like unbelievable. I'm still here.
31-year-old Janelle had taken a job with the Port Authority located on the 64th floor of the North Tower. As the North Tower collapsed, Janelle was still inside, buried under tons of concrete and rubble.
It was dead silence. And I just lay there. And I was awake, but I knew it was pinned under there, and I knew that I'm just going to see myself slowly dying under here. It's going to take forever to dig all that rubble just to find me. And I was just praying and asking God to show me a sign or show me a miracle.
What'd you say to God?
Please give me a second chance. If you pull me out from this rubble, I promise I would do your will and I would change my life.
And she has done just that. She was under the rubble for 27 hours. Oh,
can't imagine. That special airs tomorrow night on ABC. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1249. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
Well, good news. The crash we had eastbound on the 21st South Freeway approaching 7200 West has cleared. It never caused any kind of delay or backup. In fact, all your Valley freeways are seeing good speeds. We still have two right lanes blocked due to a stalled vehicle northbound Redwood Road prior to 3500 South. Having trouble reading? The Utah State Library's program for the blind and disabled has thousands of large print and audiobook titles available. Go to blindlibrary.utah.gov. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Getting hotter here the next couple of days, up to 93 this afternoon and lots of sunshine. Tomorrow climbs up to 94 and mostly sunny. And then lots of sun on Thursday up to 95. Then it backs down Friday, 90 and partly cloudy skies. And cooler for the weekend, 88 with a mix of sun and clouds. Possible thunderstorms on Saturday, 86. More storms possible Sunday. And then more possible storms on Monday with a high of 85. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Some bulky sunshine, 84 degrees downtown. Alex Geary, Scott Mitchell out at General RV this afternoon. Hi, guys.
Yeah, Maria,
smoky,
we're
smoky sunshine. I like that.
It's smoky sunshine. That's
what
Scott's nickname.
Well,
so we're out here at General RV. We're kicking off our tour to fans, which is, of course, us going around all this week, walking up to the BYU-Utah game. We are going to be at different locations across the state. We're starting things off, kicking things off at the General RV lot right here in Draper. We've got Gabe here with us. Gabe, well, first of all, welcome to the General RV family this year.
What
makes a great time to buy an RV right now?
Well, I tell you what, there's no better time to buy an RV. Right now, business is booming for us, but we're still getting really aggressive on the deals. We have a lot of inventory, so inventory is back. We have a lot of really nice units that you can walk through. And, still plenty of camping weather.
But how easy is it to get into an RV? I mean, can anyone do it, or is it a challenging thing?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, you know, you don't want to go into your first RV and just jump into the $100,000 range.
That's what I do, though.
Yeah. You're new and, you know, you have some established credit, then you're going to be able to do that. But we make it really easy. We have the best finance team in the state. You know, we got a great sales team that can guide you toward the right, you know, RV for you.
So if you want to come down and get your camping season here, you want to sneak it in. Look, I've done the cold weather camping in these RVs from General RV, and it's awesome. When you have that heat going, you get the furnace pumping
at night.
Yeah, but
you can go to southern Utah where it's warm.
You can also go to Moab and hang out. It's a really great time. So come down to General RV. Go to their website, generalrv.com. You can also enter to win tickets to BYU Utah all week long on our Tour de Fans, brought to you by General RV.
Thanks, guys.
So fall is in the air. Who doesn't like the milder weather, the smell of pumpkin spice, changing leaves, and the kids are back in school? You may have extra time to do something for yourself, so why not mark your calendar and plan to attend IVC's Back to School event, where you'll receive a free vein screening, which includes an ultrasound exam and a consultation with one of our board-certified providers. You'll also be educated on treatment plans, deductibles, and answers to all your insurance questions. Come and enjoy the live music. Everyone who attends will receive a gift sponsored by Provo Beach and Osmond Designs. This event is for both women and men of all ages. If you suffer from varicose veins, nagging leg pain, or pelvic pain, you need to attend. Space is limited. To schedule, go to iVein.com or call 801-379-6700. IVC. Life starts when the pain stops.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
KSL News Time, 12:54. The government is looking into another fatality involving the Tesla self-driving function. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
It was a crash that happened July 26th on the shoulder of the Long Island Expressway in New York. A man changing a tire on the side of the road was hit and killed by a Tesla. The driver of the vehicle, whose autopilot had been turned on, stayed at the scene and so far has not been charged. But investigators want to know what happened and why. 3 weeks ago, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration opened a formal investigation into Tesla's automated driving system and why so many accidents have involved parked emergency vehicles. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Non-chicken nuggets are coming to some restaurants this week. Impossible Foods is also rolling out the chicken substitute to grocery stores at the end of the month. Survey says nearly half of all renters are afraid that they will never be able to buy a home. LendingTree reports that the biggest worriers are millennials and Gen Xers. KSL Drives, Hyundai is hoping to have all of its commercial trucks and vans powered by hydrogen fuel cells by 2028. Company also wants to do the same with its passenger cars at some point. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 217 points, sitting at 35,152. S&P 500 down by 10, the NASDAQ up by 27 points. An apartment management company in Maine had to call an animal rescue company for help after seeing what the previous tenant left behind. The Sun Journal reports there were 15 live tarantulas and four dead ones, plus there was a dehydrated python. The rescue group was able to collect the animals, get them back to health. It's unclear whether the renter is going to face any citations for the mess that they left behind. KSL News Time, 12:56.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.